All right, Anne, it's great to have you with us here by telephone this morning. You are an award-winning journalist and a nonfiction writer who became a novelist and turned to fiction. Can you tell me how long you'd been thinking about trying fiction?
Well, I think every journalist in somewhere in the back of her little heart has the dream of being a novelist. But to tell you the truth, I was happy with journalism. I had done some nonfiction books. But when my dad died in 2008, he as you know, he had written this wonderful mystery series with Navajo detectives. And I had done a book about the places that he used in those books. They were all real places.
Yes.
So anyway, after he died, that book was published, and my husband, who'd done the photographs, he and I went on a book tour. And so many people, I mean, they were very polite to me, but mostly they were wanting more of those mysteries. So after a while, maybe after about a year, I thought, well, gee, I'm still missing my dad, but just like all those fans, I'm missing those mysteries. So that was when I decided I would try my hand at writing fiction. And I probably worked on that book for about 3 years, because besides writing my first novel, I also was learning how to write a novel. So it was sort of the compressed package of doing two things at once.
And not only just writing a novel, but plotting a mystery.
Right. Although in some ways I think mysteries and probably romance too are a little easier for first-time novelists, because you have your structure already laid out. You know that you need to have you need to start off with action. You need to have some characters who could be suspicious but turn out to be not. And then some characters who look like they're good guys and turn out to be otherwise. So you have that framework, whereas in writing a literary novel or a mainstream novel, you have to come up with everything. At least with mysteries, you're in that box. I mean, there's a lot of room to move around in that box, but at least you know what your parameters are. So I think because it was a mystery, that made it a little bit easier for me.
Now, you're talking about Spider-Woman's Daughter, right?
Yeah, that was the first one in the series.
And that kind of leaped onto the New York Times bestselling list, did it not?
No kidding. I was amazed. But I mean, people had loved my dad's writing for so many years that I thought, well, some of these are probably folks who are curious, and so they're going to give this new girl a chance. But then the second novel in the series, Rock with Wings, that one debuted on the New York Times list, too. And that made me feel like maybe besides the sympathy vote, there were also people who really liked my take on the series. So
Was it intimidating following in your father's footsteps? I mean, was that a little bit scary, or did you feel like, no, this is the natural thing for me to do?
I would say both. It was scary because I knew that that my dad had set very high expectations among his fans. I think if I had just been writing a different kind of book, it wouldn't have been so scary. But because of how many people loved those characters and really felt like they were, like they knew them intimately, you know, that gave me pause. And it sort of did seem like the natural thing to do in answer to the second part of that question. I had grown up hearing my dad talk about Jim Chee and Joe Leaporn, for years. When I would go to visit him, sometimes if he was in the middle of a book and he had put together some scene that he was really proud of, he would read it to me, and I felt so honored with, you know, to have that kind of firsthand exposure into the mind of my dad as he was creating something. So on that level, it did seem natural. It seemed these characters in these stories were really part of my family.
Sure. Can you think of any other examples of a daughter or son carrying on their father's literary tradition, such as you have?
I think the novelist, mystery writer Dick Francis, I believe he and his wife worked on that series, and I think now their son has continued those books. I'm embarrassed to say I haven't read them. I read the original Dick Francis, but since I've been doing my own writing, I've really been so busy I haven't kept up with everything. But I think that those books, I think he did take them on and that they've been pretty well received.
Still, it's not something.
And there probably are other examples I don't know about.
Well, it doesn't seem to be a really common thing. It seems like you've done something that's fairly unusual.
I think so. You know, I have five brothers and sisters, and so when I decided to do this, I was a little concerned, too, about what they would think. But luckily for me, none of them were our writers, so they all said, sure, go ahead. And my mom was in favor of it, too, so that buoyed me up when I was wondering if I was doing the right thing.
How is your style different from your father's, would you say?
That's an interesting question. I think my books get a little more into the relationship between and among the characters. In the last book in the series, Dad opens that book with Joe Leaphorn, who was his number one detective, delivering a wedding present to Jim Chi and Bernadette Manuelito. But he doesn't ever, you know, talk about, you know, what did they do how was the wedding? Was it a traditional Navajo wedding? Where did they go on their honeymoon? Dad kind of leaves all of that stuff off the page. Whereas for me, I think the relationship among the three main characters, and also the relationship between Chi and Leaphorn and Bernadette Manuelito and her new husband, I think readers are interested in that. So I've put a little more energy into writing about those relationships, I think, than my dad did, to kind of round out the characters. Other than that, I think I'm pretty much on the track that he laid out. The books are, my books, like his books, are set on the Navajo Reservation. And I try to really make sure that I have the settings right and that I have enough description to put the reader in the scene without making it be so much that they want to skip over it to get onto the action. I try to incorporate elements of Navajo life into the books. I try to get the police stuff correct. And I guess that's another change. When my dad was writing the series, when he first started the series, you know, nobody had cell phones. The Navajo Nation was even more remote than it is now. So as technology has advanced, even out there where some people don't have running water, a lot of them now have cell phones. So I've been able to use that to enhance the series a little bit.
Well, I think one of the reasons, clearly, that the series, both with your father and with you, is so beloved is because of that sense of place. Do you have to spend a lot of time just driving around and looking at things when you're thinking about a book?
Well, I wouldn't say have to. That's part of the joy of it, to get out of my office and be in that wonderful landscape. I always come away with new ideas and, I don't know, just kind of feeling better about what I'm doing and feeling better about the world in general. So, yes, I do spend time out there. I live in Santa Fe, so it's kind of a drive for me to get to Shiprock or the Ramonette Navajo Reservation or Monument Valley. But whenever I'm there, I'm always really glad that I'm there.
What is it about the Southwest and the ancestral Puebloans that has such enduring fascination for people?
That's a wonderful question. For me, part of it is the, as you alluded to, the space itself. And for instance, Spider-Woman's Daughter takes the reader to Chaco Canyon. And of all the ancestral Pueblo places, I think that is probably that and Mesa Verde, which is in your neck of the woods. I think those two are probably the gems of that civilization. And there's just something mysterious and beautiful. And it seems to me that the more questions archaeologists answer, the more things they discover that they didn't know about in the first place, the more questions arise that need answers. So I think it's part part of it is just the natural mystery of it that really intrigues people. And, of course, for a mystery writer, it's perfect.
Oh, absolutely. One last little question here. What's your favorite book of your father's? Is it A Thief of Time?
Oh, that's a hard question. That's like saying, so which of your cats do you love the most? I do love Thief of Time, and that was really one of the inspirations for Spider Woman's Daughter. I love Chaco Canyon, where that book is set, but I like all of them. I think for different reasons. I love Dance Hall of the Dead, the book of Dad that is set at Zuni Pueblo, mm-hmm. because it's, for one thing, it's just Joe Leaphorn by himself early in his career as a young detective, and I kind of, it's like looking through a family album when you see pictures of your parents when they were in college or something, and you think, oh, weren't they handsome and brilliant and all. And also, I love that because of the wonderful descriptions Dad has of the Shalako ceremony, and because of the interplay between the Zunis, and there's a hippie commune that's nearby, mm-hmm. and the way he weaves all of that in. But it kind of depends on what mood I'm in, which of his books is my favorite.
All right. Well, Anne, thank you very much for speaking with us. We're out of time, and we will be seeing you on Wednesday.
Thank you, Gail. I really appreciate it.
All right.